Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to pick up in the seventh parak of Maseches Kelim, Mishnah Beis. So, says the Mishnah, Dachon Sheyesh Bo Beis Kibul Kederos. Let's say you have like an attachment onto the side of the stove where you could put Kederos down, you could put a pot down. Torah Mishum Kira, like they have on barbecues, you know, so it's not just the grill, there are these things off the side where you could put things down. So, Torah Mishum Kira, it's Tahar, when the Kira becomes Tameh, this is not part of the Kira, so it does not become Tameh. Along with it, v'tamei mishum clay kibul, but it could become tamei on its own because it's a clay kibul. Had studen shalom, the walls that are on the sides of this attachment, hanogei b'em inu tamei mishum kira. If something touches them, it does not become tamei based on the kira. Meaning, if the kira is tamei, things that touch the sides of that shelf do not become tamei because the attachment itself is not tamei. Harachav shalom, but the wall on the back of that attachment where it actually attaches to the kira itself, so then that is a machlokas. Rameir says that it's tahar because it's considered part of the attachment, not part of the kira. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's an adjacent wall with the kira, and therefore it's part of the kira. And the same is true when you turn over a basket, v'osal gabav kira, and you make a kira on top of it. So the bottom of the basket, which is now the base for the kira, is a little bit wider than the kira and goes past the walls of the kira, so the basket is not part of the kira, and therefore if the kira becomes tameh, the basket is not tameh. It's considered to be its own kli that whose tumah status does not depend on the kira. Mishnah Gimel, kira shenechelka la'orka tahora. If you have a kira, which is two burners, so to speak, one right next to the other, and you cut it across the length so that you don't have any whole burners, you don't have any full circles, it's going to be tahora. L'rachba, but if you cut it across the width, where now you have two single burner stoves, so to speak, tameh, then it's going to become tameh because each side is useful. Kupach shenechlak bein la'arko bein l'rachbo tahor. But a kupach that was divided, that was cut in half, whether lengthwise or widthwise, is going to be going to be tahar because it only has one hole on top, as you know, to begin with. So whichever way you cut it, it's not going to have the full hole, meaning it's not going to have a full burner. So chatzar akira, the halacha of the cheres that they made as like a like almost like a tray that would hold the kira. Bizmanshi gavar shalosh etzba'os, if it has a rim around it that's three etzba'os high, mitama b'mago ba'avir, so then it can become tamei both through maga and through dangling the sheretz and the avir of it. P'chusamikan, but if the rim around it is less than three tvachim high, so then it's considered like a pshute kli cheres and mitama b'maga, but nevertheless it still could become tamei with maga. But it's not matami ba'avir because it doesn't have a true base kibul. Ketzad misharinosa, how do you measure that airspace? Meaning the wall of the kira is much higher than the rim around this chatzer hakira. So do you measure it by the height of the kira or by the height of the rim? So Rabbi Shmuel lomer, nosin es hashvud milamalon lematan. You put a shvud, a spit down on a slant from the top to the bottom, from the top of the kira to the bottom of the rim. Okinekdo matamba ba'avir. Avir, and that's considered the avir of that area. Meaning, when you have this tray, so to speak, and it has, let's say, a three etzba high rim, but the kira itself is like I don't know, seven tefachim high. So, what's considered the airspace of this tray? Is it only within those three etzbaos? So, no, you draw a diagonal from the top of the kira to the bottom of the rim, and anywhere under that diagonal, or to the top of the rim, and anywhere under that diagonal is considered the airspace. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, Nitmei Sakira, Nitmei Sachatzer, that if the Kira becomes Tamei, the tray that holds it becomes Tamei as well, Nitmei Sachatzer, lo Nitmei Sakira, but vice versa does not have the same impact. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have an attachment onto a kira that has a place to put pots down, it is not the same kli as the kira and is therefore not subject to the tumah of the kira. But on the adjacent wall that attaches this attachment to the kira, so then Rameir is mitar and Rabbi Yehuda is mitame. And we said likewise, if you turn over a basket and use that as a base for a kira, its tumah status is not subject to the kira's tumah status. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you have a two burner stove that you cut in half into two separate burners, it's still makabel tumah because it's a functional kli. But if you cut it lengthwise, it is not makabel tumah. And then we spoke about a tray that holds a kira that's much lower. So if it has three etzbos of height, it's metame ba'avir, and we measure that avir based on the diagonal from the top of the kira to the top of that rim. And we said that as far as the tumah status is the tray that holds the kira considered to be tame along with the kira or not. So he said if the kira becomes tame, it does become tame. But if it becomes tame, the kira does not become tame. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Daled.